Morning, everybody. Welcome to your free podcast for today. Do you know, I don't think we've had a day since yesterday where there was one person who dominated all the papers. Yesterday it was Dolly Parton. Every single front page put Dolly Parton on. The big question, you know, here she is at 68 at Glastonbury. Is she live? Is she Memorex? Part of it Memorex, part of it live, we think. We don't know. Either way, it doesn't make any difference. She pulled the biggest crowd about. Depending on which paper you read, it was between 80 and 100,000. You know, it doesn't matter. She pulled bigger than Metallica. You know, who'd have ever thought Dolly Parton would have done that well at Glastonbury? I predicted it. I said she was going to do well because she's a bit of an icon. And then today, in all the newspapers, somebody else who dominated Glastonbury twice, Rolf Harris, now makes the front pages for all the wrong reasons. I've just tweeted that, you know, who'd have thought years ago, the person that we looked up to, the person that, you know, out of all the people, I can think of a few names on television presenters, you know, television celebrities, people who you've known for years and years, and it turns out there's a dark side to them that you're not aware of. And you think to yourself, I don't know, have I gone mad? Am I completely mad? Rolf Harris. You know, a lot of people writing in this morning saying how disappointed they were. Yeah, I think we were all disappointed. I mean, I was sort of at least hoping that some of the people might have got it wrong and that we might have sort of had him coming out of court. But no, he's been told to expect a custodial sentence. And that'll be for the 12 counts of assault that he was found guilty of. And you think to yourself, who next? Because there's got to be another name, hasn't there? There's got to be other people. There must be other names that they're filtering stuff through, unless that was it. And we're not going to see anybody for a while. I read a report. You remember I read an interview with Jim Davidson. He had a year of it. Quite a number of people have had times, you know, where they've been arrested, questioned by the police over these allegations. And then they've said, listen, there is nothing to answer. Because I don't know how you ever prove any of these things. You know, otherwise anybody could come out and do it and say, oh, I sort of met so-and-so celebrity and they took me back to their place and then something occurred. And you think, but how do you prove that? How is that proven? Is it not just I mean, it almost makes for celebrities out there it very difficult to actually meet anybody or chat to anybody, lest they might be looking at you in terms of, can I make some money out of this person? And that's what worries everybody, because the police must spend hours and hours checking and double-checking and going through things. Sometimes they get it wrong. Sometimes they've written things down wrong. They've done it incorrectly. And at the end of the day, they're looking to get a conviction if somebody firmly believes something's happened to them. But how you prove it? And that's the problem. That's what we have juries for. And they decided in the case of Rolf Harris that he was guilty of all of them. Took more than a week to get the result, but they got the result. And now we wait and see. Somebody sent me an email yesterday saying the internet is rife with a list of names of other people who could be in the frame. And you think, but I suppose it's everybody. If you've been out with anybody in your entire life, you know, it's whether that person decides that that was an assault or whether or not it was a relationship. Most of these people seem to have been met on, you know, one or two occasions and something occurred. And having read, not in detail, but certainly skirted through the Jimmy Savile report at Broadmoor, it was horrendous how he was able to get away with things. Anyway, onto lighter things today. I did mention Fiona Bruce. She says she has a cocktail every night before reading the news. Now, I think that's how it starts. I don't think that's a particularly clever thing to say at all. And she does present the flagship news bulletin. And she says here, I slip out in between to the Langham Hotel bar over the road and have an evening cocktail. And so somebody said, well, how do you wonder if you stay sharp? And she says, I only ever have the one. So in other words, she actually goes, and I've been to the Langham for afternoon tea. I've been on a couple of occasions, and very nice it is too. I love the room. I've seen a few famous people in there. Never seen Fiona Bruce chucking one back, though. So she does the bulletin, and then as opposed to sitting at her desk, maybe studying the next one or whatever, she nips over the road to the Langham and necks a drink over there. Is that a bit odd, really? It's strange. It's like me sort of in the middle of the programme saying, well, you know, the news is just coming on. I'll just nip over the road for a quick bit of Kentucky. It's not going to really happen, is it? Casey Batchelor, yes, you've forgotten who she is already. She was the one, I think, who claimed she had a relationship, I think, with Lee, what's his name, from Blue, Lee Ryan. I think it was Casey Batchelor. She was another. Anyway, she was apparently in the Celebrity Big Brother, although she's not really anybody well-known at all. And so here she is, hanging out in a pool in Ibiza in Spain, wearing a bikini that doesn't fit. I mean, I don't want to be rude, but I mean, that's like wearing... Did you see that awful thing the other day where one of the gay guys in The Only Way's Essex was wearing the new mankini thing, which is just a little pouch with no string on one side. And I mean, it really only worn by cheap people Although we have a hairdresser in Twickenham who's got the identical hairstyle to Harry Durbridge. You've never seen anything so vile in your entire life. But looking at poor old Casey Batchelor, they say she was makeup free. How lucky you had a photographer with you, dear. Because otherwise nobody'd know who you were, unless you're selling or renting by the hour. Because, I mean, you need to find a bikini that fits. You know, this just makes you look a bit cheap. I don't want to be rude about you, dear, but A, we didn't know who you were. And secondly, you know, you're not helping your own cause. Poor old Robert Downey Jr.'s son has been arrested for cocaine possession. His son is called Indio. They do give them these barking mad names, don't they? But anyway, he was posted bail, £6,015. That's an odd amount, isn't it? But it's $10,250. They noticed that somebody in the car was smoking something in a pipe. As that in a car? I mean, I ask it. I mean, to be honest, I've never done cocaine. I've never had any interest in doing cocaine. I'm far too tight to actually spend any money on drugs or anything like that. Now, a nice bottle of Prosecco and a kebab, yeah, I'm fine with, but certainly wouldn't waste it on cocaine. But here he is. But you remember that his father struggled with drug addiction as well. So I suppose he can't really sort of pick on him or say too much to him because, like father, like son. Monty Python, now they came in for a bit of bashing today from Mick Jagger. He did a press conference the other day and was talking about, because he has a dig at his own reputation for being frugal, tight he is, squeaks when he walks. And he says, Monty Python, are they still going? 10 shows, they will coin it. I bet it's expensive, but I mean, who wants to see that again? Which is odd, because people still go and see Mick Jagger. Now, you remember, Mick Jagger is a very middle-class boy, middle to upper class, and was trying to pretend he was working class, but of course he was never working class. He had a couple of outings as an actor, one in a film called Performance, and the other as Ned Kelly, the Australian desperado. Both were chronically bad. And in fact, when he did the film Performance, he was naked, prompting somebody to ask whether or not there was a small hamster in the bath. It was all embarrassing. But anyway, so acting not his thing. But if people are going to watch Mick Jagger at the age of 70, and he's still pulling, of course people want to go and see Monty Python. I wouldn't be one of them, because I was never a huge Monty Python anyway. But that doesn't mean to say that I don't think they're good. You know, I'm sure they have huge following, and that's why the shows will do very well. The last show is going to be beamed to 2,000 cinemas or something like that, and I'm sure it'll be absolutely wonderful. Colleen Rooney on holiday again. Yes, that's all she does now with Wayne. Yeah, her and Wayne on holiday, and it's lovely. And presumably, you know, when they're earning as much money as they are, it's great. She was planning to go to Glastonbury, but of course she left it too late, you remember, because she'd booked for the football. And then when she phoned up to get VIP tickets, they went, sorry, love, none. And also, we don't want chavs, OK? We're looking for proper people to go there. So they've tried to sort of make it up a little bit, but she didn't get to go. So that was the problem. Kelly Brook going out on the town. I defy anybody to work out that that's Kelly Brook. I mean, it just doesn't look like Kelly Brook, does it? Because without the eyeshadow on and everything else, she just looks like a completely different person, you know, with bad skin. And then when you see her with the eyebrows done and all the makeup, and you suddenly realise that makeup saves an awful lot of people. She's going out with this boyfriend of hers, whose name is David, I think, or something like that. And he had a piece in one of the papers. I think it's doomed. But there again, I think all her relationships are doomed. It's like waiting for Michelle Keegan to get married. You know, stop talking about it, just get on with it. You're beginning to bore the pants off people. A bit like Joey Essex, who's fallen in love with a new pet cat, Prince, who's already got nearly 10,000 Twitter followers. So little Joey Essex, still a little bit remedial. He's got 2.65 million fans. We're saving up for the rest of the print, aren't we, on here? And so he's got this sort of... In fact, we're saving up for quite a bit of the print. This was just where it gave up, was it? It's time we get to the end bit. Try and work out where the print's gone. So it's Joey Essex and a cat. And it's a rare Bengal breed. You know, these are the ones that look like mini tigers, if you like that kind of thing. Well, I can't wait to read the Catherine Jenkins one. This looks like it's going on the front page as well. This is Catherine Jenkins. Oh, no, here we go. That's great. Catherine Jenkins has been airbrushed completely out of history. This is Catherine Jenkins, who's obviously met So Haunted, and she's decided that oh, look, nothing at all here on this one. Gets better and better, doesn't it? So, and Danielle Lineker. This was the, this David Cameron. Oh, look, fantastic for Danielle Lineker. That's an even better one, isn't it? What's that one? Because we've got another one. Oh, look, there they are on another piece of paper. This is Cool Britannia 2, And they've got all sorts of people. They've got Julian Fellowes, Catherine Jenkins, and also actress Natalie Dormer. I don't know who Natalie Dormer is, I'm afraid. I'm sure she's terribly famous. But then, as I say, we saw Noel Gallagher and Vivian Westwood. I don't know what sort of bag poor old Toss Daly's carry. Perhaps they carry those sort of things in Bolton, dear. I don't know what you put in it. But obviously these sort of trouser suit things are sort of very, very much in vogue. And here's Danielle Lineker. Everybody, I bet everybody avoided her. They're going, it's Danielle Lineker. And Natasha Kaplinsky. Some very odd people. I like Roger Daltrey. I'd like to talk to him. And Noel Gallagher. It's so funny when you look at him. A champagne socialist, if ever there was one. And Julian Fellowes, who I adore. And here she is. This is our very own Helena Bonham Carter, looking actually quite normal for a change, because most of the outfits she wears in when she goes out. Cilla Black was there too, looking very good. You know, not bad for an old broad now, not bad. And I don't know what this was done for. Brucey with his wife, who now advertises her bags on QVC. Brucey, I saw them walking around Costco in Farnborough about three months ago. John Barrowman was there. Woo, John Barrowman got invited. And mad as a broomstick, Claudia Winkleman, who apparently was saying the other day that somebody does her makeup. Who's that a picture of? That's a picture of a talent agent. I've never even heard of him. Sarah Addington. Who's Sarah Addington? Is she an Olympian or something like that? We don't know. Ronnie Corbett with his wife, Annie. Love Ronnie Corbett. Absolutely fantastic. And Michael McIntyre with his wife as well. And then another lovely picture of another celebrity, which is fantastic. And they were all there. And who's that? There must be Julian Lloyd Webber. Oh, Richard Curtis and Emma Freud it was. And Julian Lloyd Webber with Jiaxing Chang, which is his latest. The Dolly Parton story we did do a while ago on whether she prefers girls to boys. But does it actually make any difference? I know people are, and of course, the trouble is the more it goes on, the more people ask the question. So if she's with her assistant, Judy Ogle, who's been with us since, I think, third grade. And, you know, she's probably sick to death of going, listen, in fact, she explains it quite well. She says, listen, I'm best friends with her. We've been best friends since third grade. And, you know, everybody should have a best friend. And she's my best friend. And I suppose it's like kids when you're growing up, they're best friends. It's a bit like birds of a feather, still best friends all these years later. And nobody ever suggested that they were anything other than heterosexual. But she's been married to her husband, Carl, for 48 years. They've only been photographed three or four times. I don't think anybody knows what he looks like. Nobody knows. And so she just says that, listen, she's nice. It's nice to have a friend and people make it out to be dirty. And it's not. It's so pretty. But her husband, Carl Dean, became infatuated. And Jolene was a woman who worked at a local bank. Either way, it's still Dolly Parton. This is the picture, the only one that we have of the husband. He looks fairly heterosexual, but I mean, you wouldn't know what he looked like now, would you? He could look, I can't think. She said he liked working on the farm and he liked painting the buildings. That sound a bit gay to you? I don't know. You know, you think working on the land, we're going to get the tractor out today. Lovely. One Direction, Harry Styles taking a huge leap from a, is this from a hotel balcony? Oh, God, you know, nothing would ever get me diving into Lake Como. I mean, I don't care how nice it is. I just absolutely wouldn't do it. I'd be so worried that there'd be something under the water that would grab me. I've seen some of these, you know, dreadful things, these horror films where the lake is sort of going and all of a sudden drags you under. Frightens the life out of me. Nicola McLean reuniting her battle. Nicola McLean is some old has-been. And she says, who wants to read about a chav who sells sex? Was that Nicola McLean's new book? I don't know who she is, but I think we've mentioned her on the programme before. She just sort of chips it. Nobody's interested in Josie Cunningham. I've said that before. I'll say it again, that nobody's interested. She's close to signing a book deal, and then they'll attempt to sell it. I confidently predict it'll be remaindered in Poundland very, very quickly. Nobody's interested. She's an ugly. And why would you be interested in somebody's dreary story? And finally, Colleen Rooney, who got completely chavved away after her luggage was ransacked and clothes and shoes taken after they lost her luggage for a couple of days. British Airways have apologised. They're launching an investigation. Oh, look, another ghost has wandered in. We love these blooming ghosts, don't we, in the stories. Have a great day, OK? Talk to you tomorrow at 4. Bet you can't wait. And I wonder who's going to be on the front pages tomorrow. I wonder, should we make a guess? Because you're not going to get the Rolf Harris verdict till Friday. So please God, the papers have found somebody else for tomorrow. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.